Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Changing like direction or theme for a minute, Van Helsing at one point says to Harker, "Ah, it is the fault of our science that it wants to explain all. And if it explain not, then it says there is nothing to explain." I was just like, oh my God, you know, like fake that. News, you know, I was just like, oh like dear, that. Oh dear, we could do a lot with that, you know, so.
That's a great quote. I like the other ones better because they're more quintessential Dracula, I do like that quote.
Yeah. Now, going back to this idea of lore and what Dracula actually is, my next quote is from Mina's journal. She is quoting Van Helsing. So it's like a quote of a quote of a quote. Anyway, "This vampire, which is amongst us, is of himself so strong in person as 20 men. He is of cunning more than mortal. For his cunning be the growth of ages, he have still the aids of necromancy, which is, as his etymology implied, the divination by the dead, and all the dead that he can come nigh to are for him at command. He is brute, and more than brute, he is devil, in callous, and the heart of him is not. He can, within his range, direct the elements, the storm, the fog, the thunder. He can command all the meaner things, the rat and the owl, and the bat, the moth, and the fox, and the wolf. He can grow and become small, and at times, and he can at times vanish and become unknown." In other words, be invisible, disappear. That's, you know, there's so much in, and the language is awkward because Van Helsing is supposed to be speaking in broken English. He's German, and his English is not good. So that's why some of that is rather awkward to the ear and to the tongue. But a little bit later on in the same conversation, he says, and they're talking about fighting off this monster. And Van Helsing says, "But to fail here is not mere life and death. It is that we become as him, that we henceforth become foul things of the night like him, without heart or conscience, preying on the bodies and the souls of those we love best. To us forever are the gates of heaven shut, for who shall open them to us again? We go on for all time and abhorred by all, a blot on the face of God's sunshine, an arrow in the side of him who died for man. But we are face to face with duty, and in such case must we shrink? For me, I say no. But then I am old, and in life with his sunshine, his fair places, his song of birds, his music, and his love lie far behind. You others are young. Some have seen sorrow, but there are fair days yet in store. What say you?" This is his challenge to the young people in the story. Are you going to help me fight this monster? Or, you know, I don't have so much to lose. My day, I've lived my life. I'm old. But I think that's a... But again, speaking of the lore of what right. the consequences of being seduced by Dracula, you know.
Right.
Gates of heaven are barred forever.
I enjoy that one quite a bit. Okay. Some of those phrases are quite poetic.
Yeah, they really are. In spite of that, again, Van Helsing is speaking in English is not his first language, and this is I think we're still, Mina is still recording his words in her diary, in her journal. So, you know, it is what it is. That Bram Stoker, that author, he was something else, you know. Okay, and then this quote is just one of my favorites because it has to do with books, but it doesn't really have much to do with, you know, anything else. But I wanted to include it because I really like it. And it's very early on in the book, chapter 2, Dracula to Jonathan Harker. Jonathan doesn't really understand or know what he's gotten himself into. He's at the castle. His isolation has begun, but he doesn't really know. And Dracula is, they're in the library. They're looking at his books. And he says, "These friends." And he laid his hand on some of the books. have been good friends to me, and for some years past, ever since I had the idea of going to London, have given me many, many hours of pleasure. Through them, I have come to know your great England, and to know her is to love her. I long to go through the crowded streets of your mighty London, to be in the midst of the whirl and rush of humanity, to share its life, its change, its death, and all that makes it what it is. He wants to eat London! You know, he wants to suck the blood from London! I just love it. I think that's so great. But it's through books. You know, he's found London as a obsessive goal because of books. And I just think that's...
And that could fit with our coronavirus theme
could. He is like planning to be this invisible viral invasion in London in that passage.
Or I was thinking more of the, I can't go there right now, and so I'm learning about
virtually. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, that's true, too. Virtual travel through books, and in our age era, internets and everything. But yeah, don't you also think it's all like I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna make hay, you know? He's just gonna take over. So I don't know. And there was one quote, Lucy to her friend Mina, in a letter. Lucy is Mina's very vivacious and popular among the gentlemen friend. She has had a lot of proposals of marriage, and this quote that she writes to Mina in a letter reminded me of a lot of the more anti get married or pro get married, i.e. we'll talk about Gone with the Wind next, quotes from Joe, Emma, Scarlett when we were talking about some of the other books earlier. The quote is, why can't they let a girl marry three men, or as many as want her, and save all this trouble? But this is heresy, and I must not say it. if we wanted to use Dracula in a lighthearted way, that would be, you know, a lighthearted but, you know, really meaty, lots of stuff to talk about way.
Into the others.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. It's not one of my favorites, but I think as far as a really short passage that most people wouldn't, I mean, you know, sometimes we'll pick a book, like when we picked The Three Musketeers, the quote we used was from Milady. To pick a quote by a relatively secondary character, Lucy, a female, from Dracula, might be interesting, you know, that might be an interesting twist, but who knows. My last quote I really love because I think it just really fits with some of the evocative, emotive, just feeling of what's going on in the world today. It's from Mina has put this in her journal. It's a cutting from a newspaper article that she has cut out of the newspaper and placed glued into her journal. And the quote is, to add to the difficulties and dangers of the time, masses of sea fog came drifting inland, white wet clouds which swept by in ghostly fashion, so dank and damp and cold that it needed but little effort of imagination to think that the spirits of those lost at sea were touching their living brethren with the clammy hands of death, and many a one shuddered as the wreaths of sea mist swept by. There's just something about that just, you know, really feels like that surreal feeling of being in a fog and, you know, not being in, feeling like this almost invisible thing out in our world is creeping closer and closer, and, you know, and it's clammy and, you know, death-like, and I don't know, that one really kind of struck me as visually and emotionally evocative, and also related well to the ongoing feeling in our world right now. So those are our Dracula quotes, and tell me what you're thinking.
No, I agree with you on that last quote. Yeah, I really like the ambiance which several of these quotes capture.
Atmosphere. There's atmosphere in Dracula, and some of these quotes are really atmospheric. So I think
My favorite ones are the ones that show a little bit of where the vampire lore came from.
I like that.
B, have the ambiance.
Yeah.
And I like it when it can touch on one of our other themes, like the effects of the coronavirus and the isolation, mm-hmm. and The homoerotic one, I think, is interesting.
I am happy with any of them. You know, I love this book more than practically life itself, but that's not really true. I love life itself more than anything in the world. But, you know, but I love this book. So I am happy to go with your top pick. I would be good with picking up this book, blindly opening it, pointing my finger to it, and saying, that's the passage, you know. So I bow to your choice on this one for sure.
I like the one that begins, but the count.
Okay.
I'd say that's in my top two or three.
All right.
So let me
but the count,
do
but
a little
the count.
Highlight
yeah, I'm looking. I'm so. Looking through my pages. Oh, yes, but the count, never did I imagine such wrath and fury. That's a good one. We could even, you can see in our script, the paragraph that I didn't highlight, we could go straight down into that, to where it ends with, I must awaken him for there's work to be done. It wouldn't make it that much longer, it's only a couple lines longer, and you get the context of the vampire girl saying to him, you yourself never loved, you never love, and then he responds with, you know, yes, I too can love. So that longer, slightly longer with that insertion there might not be a bad idea too. If we use that. So.
Sure. And then let me scroll back up because there were at least one or two I liked from the top a lot. I liked the one, the then she paused and I could hear the churning sound of her tongue. That one,
yeah.
I liked that. I liked one of the first ones about the welcome to my house.
Yeah.
Oh, and the one where he's crawling down the wall.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And it's, you know, for lack of a better phrase, it's just campy enough, you know, to almost be... But it also, I love that part, that how it hits that... elements of, you know, the vampire lore, some of the beginnings of that, and also that sense of, am I losing my mind?
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been a prisoner, I know I've been in isolation, I know my mind's been playing tricks on me, but what the, you know, I think that's a good one for that. I don't know if it's better than the more erotic one.
Mm-hmm.
Which erotic, you know, like, that's, it's hard for me to think. I don't think of Dracula in terms of sex. I think of Dracula in terms of seduction,
mm-hmm.
and that almost metaphorical charm. Bad guys can charm women or men. Bad charm. Seducing you to live a life you don't really want to live. I mean, it's what leads to a lot of domestic violence and stuff like that. You know, someone doesn't realize that their significant other, that other person, is going to hurt them until it's too late, because the path to that moment is very manipulated carefully to get you there. And Dracula does that. As much as I love him, he's not that bad, you know. So I think that one that starts with but the count, it
mm-hmm.
certainly gives us an entry into that conversation.
Yeah.
And also still speaks to, I mean, Jonathan is in a stupor at this point. He is half conscious, if at all. And, you know, he's been in isolation. He is being driven crazy by what he thinks are he doesn't know what's real and what's not. So I think, you know, we have a lot of entry with that passage to a lot of themes regarding workshops and artistic inspiration, creative pieces. So
yeah, I think my favorite would be the one that starts, but the count.
Okay. If that's your favorite, we can go with that. Unless, if you see anything else you want to...
I'm going to put a little number one by it, and... How about before we declare it final, we'll put it tentatively as the one.
Okay.
Why don't we look at the other
yeah.
passages?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Yep, I'm good with that. Yep.
Great.
tentative number one. Okay, and you know, I'm happy we chose Dracula. When we had our little lunch break earlier, I did go back and look at our Portrait of Jenny quotes just to make sure we made the right decision. I'm like, I love them so much, but I think we made the right decision this year. Okay. I do. Okay. I feel like we're in a good place.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.